Leaving while pregnant, he goes crazy. Chapter 141. You still want to hide it from me? If it wasn't for meeting Eva in the hospital before, Diana wouldn't have to be so cautious in her actions later on. After all, she didn't want anyone to know what her daughter had done. The Robinson family is prestigious, and her daughter must be paired with the best man. At first, Diana became close with Margaret because she saw the only heir of the Blackwood family, Adrian. If the Robinson family and the Blackwood family can become relatives, their development would be unstoppable. In short, the Robinson family also wants to board the ship of the Blackwood family. However, there is still a bit that. Suddenly, the Morrison family appeared out of nowhere. Diana had openly and secretly disliked the Morrison family's daughter for a long time. However, in the end, she was surprised to find out that Eva, not the girl she despised, ended up marrying Adrian. Consequently, Diana redirected her jealousy and resentment towards Eva. When Diana saw Eva going to the hospital last time, she guessed that Eva was probably going there for an abortion. As for why Eva would want to have an abortion, someone from a prestigious family like the Blackwood family would surely reveal the truth to them if the child belonged to Adrian. It would have been even better to secure her status as a mother. However, she chose to secretly go to a small clinic and get an abortion. Diana never expected that the seemingly untouchable Eva would also cheat on her own husband. If it weren't for her own daughter committing something equally disgraceful, she would have wanted to expose Eva's actions to the world. But she was afraid that Eva would also betray her and sell out her own daughter. With these thoughts in mind, Diana tugged at her lips and said, "I haven't been feeling well recently, so I came to check." As soon as she finished speaking, Paula, holding the registration form, walked towards them. "Mom." Upon hearing her daughter's voice, Diana's expression changed. "Your daughter is here too." Before Margaret could finish speaking, Diana already said, "I have something to attend to, we'll talk another day." After saying that, she turned and walked away, pulling Paula with her. Margaret wanted to ask more, but the two of them had already disappeared. After a while, Margaret looked at Eva and said, "Eva, don't you think Diana is acting strangely? She seems very nervous." However, she received no response. Margaret had no choice but to look at Eva and found her standing there with her eyes lowered, seemingly lost in her own thoughts. "Eva, Eva." Margaret called her several times before finally bringing her back to reality. When Eva regained her senses and looked apologetically at Margaret, Margaret sighed helplessly. "Eva, why are you so distracted today? Did something happen? Talk to me." Eva snapped back to reality and chuckled softly. "It's nothing, I was just lost in thought earlier. Don't worry about it." In reality, when Eva ran into Diana and Paula here, she thought of what happened at the restaurant that day. Perhaps it was because Paula could relate to her situation that she couldn't help but feel sorry for the girl. Despite considering herself mature, the girl seemed to be trapped under her mother's control. Eva wondered if she knew about the other woman in the man's heart. She really wanted to tell her. This thought suddenly crossed Eva's mind. Before this incident, Eva had actually seen Paula a few times. Paula's personality. Although introverted, every time she sees her, she will smile shyly at herself. Eva couldn't even imagine that Diana, such a mean person, would have such a shy and lovely daughter. "Eva, Eva." Margaret's voice resounded in her ears again. When Eva regained her senses, she realized that she had been absent-minded in front of Margaret for the third time today. She felt embarrassed and guilty. "I'm sorry, Mom. I really don't feel well today. Can I skip the checkup?" This time, she was very direct in her words. Margaret paused for a moment, and then nodded as if she understood. "If you really don't want to do it, then let's reschedule." "Thank you, Mom." Eva smiled. I have something else to attend to, so I'll go to Grandma's ward later. Margaret was a very understanding person, so she agreed when she heard that Eva had something to deal with. Well, go ahead and take care of your business. I can tell that you haven't been focused all day, and I don't think you'll be in the mood for the checkup until you finish everything. After saying that, Margaret waved at Eva. Go quickly, if you ever need my help, just ask. Margaret paused for a moment and added, if you can treat Grandma as your own grandmother, then you can treat me as your own mother too. Eva had originally planned to leave, but she didn't expect Margaret to say these words. She paused for a moment, feeling some emotions surging in her heart. Treat her, as her own mother? Such a moving language. If she had heard it earlier, it would have made her happy for a long time. But hearing it now, it didn't seem too late. At least, from now on, she would always remember these words. With these thoughts in mind, Eva suddenly took a big step forward and hugged Margaret tightly. Margaret had originally thought that she was about to leave, but she didn't expect Eva to rush into her embrace. Margaret could feel the intense emotion in this hug. For some reason, Margaret felt that something was being hidden from her by Eva. Eva held onto her tightly for a long time before finally letting go. When she let go, Eva's face was slightly red, probably due to shyness. Thank you, Mom. I'll go now. Okay, go quickly. Margaret smiled as she watched Eva leave. After she was gone, she took out her phone and called Adrian. The phone rang for a while before someone, who should be in an important meeting at the moment, answered the call with a lazy tone. What's up? Margaret was already full of doubts, wanting to ask her son about something, but she didn't expect that he would answer with such a casual attitude. The last incident had already made her extremely displeased. So Margaret immediately frowned. What's wrong? Can't I call you when there's nothing urgent? No. After two consecutive denials, Adrian's voice softened a little and he asked, what's the matter? Hearing his tone return to normal, Margaret felt a bit relieved and proceeded to explain the situation. Have something happened between you and Eva recently? She asked. Adrian, who initially had no expression, narrowed his eyes upon hearing her question. Soon after, he quickly remembered the words she spoke to him in the car when they came back last night. This morning, he tried to avoid her, thinking he could brush it off that way. Unexpectedly. Realizing this, Adrian furrowed his brows slightly and asked in a deep voice, "Nothing happened, what's wrong? Did she say something to you?" Ignoring the first part, Margaret instantly sensed that something was wrong with the latter part of his response. You still want to hide it from me? Chapter 142. Are you planning to see that man again? Margaret's reproach made Adrian frown. By using her words, he almost spilled the beans about their impending divorce, but as the words reached his lips, he remembered his mother's tactics when she wanted to find out things from him during his childhood. She would trick him into revealing the truth. In reality, his mother didn't know the truth back then. This time, could be the same. With such thoughts, dark gleams circulated in Adrian's eyes. Margaret may still be the same mother she used to be, but Adrian was no longer the child he once was. I didn't mean to hide it from you. We had a little disagreement, you both knew that, right? Adrian immediately deflected. If Margaret knew about the divorce, it would definitely come to light after his statement. As expected, Margaret sounded skeptical after hearing his words. Just a little disagreement? Your relationship has become so strained, and that's just a small disagreement? Or is it that you simply don't care about Eva, so you think it's just a small disagreement? Adrian had nothing to say. Don't blame me for saying this, but if you always disregard the conflicts between you and Eva like this, small disagreements will eventually become irreparable major issues. Listening to Margaret's words, Adrian remained silent without any retorts. Never mind, I don't understand you young people. Just don't regret it in the future. After speaking, Margaret hung up the phone directly. Since Eva didn't need to do any further tests, Margaret had nothing else to do here. Finally, she turned her attention towards Granny Blackwood and went to accompany her in the hospital room. After Eva left, she secretly followed Diana and Paula. Regardless of what others might think, she only had one thing in mind at the moment, to tell Paula the truth. As for what decisions Paula would make after knowing the truth, Eva wouldn't interfere. She just wasn't quite sure why they had come to this big hospital now. Weren't they always afraid of being caught? Do others know? While pondering, Eva saw Diana whisper something to Paula, and then she took the registration form and went to the consultation room. Meanwhile, Paula waited outside for her. After a while, when Diana had not come out yet, Eva walked up. As Paula heard footsteps, she looked up and a hint of surprise flashed across her face when she saw Eva. Not surprising, the two had encountered each other at the small hospital last time. After a moment of confusion, Paula, as she did every time they met, smiled shyly with a hint of shyness. Eva. Eva also pulled at her lip in response. After a moment, she sat down next to her. Paula seemed momentarily puzzled as she didn't expect her to sit down. Are you here to accompany your mother to the hospital? After sitting down, Eva softly brought up a topic. Thinking it was just small talk while waiting, Paula nodded her head. Yeah, my mom hasn't been feeling well lately. Hearing this, Eva roughly understood why Diana brought Paula here. Paula must feel unwell herself and made the registration for her own visit, so she wasn't worried about any rumors spreading. From the looks of it, Diana probably wouldn't come out easily, allowing Eva to chat with Paula for a while longer. However, Eva glanced at the people passing by. After a moment, she spoke softly, "This isn't a good place to talk. Shall we go somewhere else?" As soon as she said this, Paula, who had a somewhat shy expression, instantly changed her expression, and the color on her lips disappeared in an instant. Talk about what? She stuttered. Eva smiled slightly. Of course, we'll talk about life. Paula looked confused. Why? Don't you want to? Seeing how nervous Paula was, even gripping her skirt tightly, Eva couldn't help but chuckle softly, "Am I that intimidating?" "And no, of course not, I just..." "Let's go." Eva stood up already. Paula bit her lower lip and remained sitting, a conflicted expression on her face. Observing her like this, Eva guessed that she probably knew what she wanted to talk to her about. She wasn't in a rush and came up with a compromise. "There's a street outside the hospital with an early breakfast shop run by someone from Seattle. Do you know about it?" Hearing this, Paula was slightly taken aback, but after a moment, she nodded, "I know." Eva looked at the time on her wristwatch and said, "I'll wait for you there for half an hour. If you don't show up after half an hour, then I'll leave. During this time, you can consider whether or not to come." Paula didn't answer immediately. After Eva finished speaking, she didn't stay in place to disturb Paula's consideration and quickly left the hospital. Paula stared thoughtfully at her retreating figure, her nails digging into her palm inch by inch. Go or not go? It seemed she respected herself, and if she didn't go, Eva wouldn't come looking for her again. Paula. At this moment, Diana came out of the clinic and called for her. Paula snapped out of it and quickly approached, asking anxiously, "Mom, how is it? What did the doctor say?" Diana's mood was noticeably better than before. "The doctor said it's nothing serious, asked me if I've been overthinking and told me to be more open-minded, there's no problem." Hearing this, Paula couldn't help but lower her gaze. "Is it because of me? It's good that you know. I haven't had much appetite and have lost weight during this period because of you. If you care about me, you should listen to me and not..." Diana's words abruptly stopped here. Forget it, walls have ears. It wouldn't be good if someone overhears. In any case, think it through quickly, we can't let it drag on any longer. Paula lowered her gaze, remaining silent and lethargic. And so, Diana led her daughter with her murmuring all the way to the hospital entrance. When they were about to get in the car, Paula suddenly said, "Mom, you should go home first, I have something to attend to." Diana, whose mood was already unsettled, immediately turned sour. "Where are you going?" "Paula, are you going to see that man again?" Diana not only said this, but also grabbed Paula's hand while scolding her. "How many times have I told you, you're not allowed to see him again? Why are you always so shameless? What's so good about that man? He's just a poor guy. Look at his appearance, he's only after your money." Hearing her beloved being insulted like this by her mother, Paula's expression changed slightly. She wanted to explode, but seeing that it was her own mother in front of her, she managed to control her temper. "Mom, I didn't intend to see him. Why is it that every time I go out, you assume that I'm going to see him? Is he the only person in my world? Do I have no other friends?" Chapter 143. Why did you get an abortion? However, Diana simply did not trust her. "You told me last time that you weren't going to see him, but what happened? You went to see him again and came back feeling upset. Was it because of him?" Paula couldn't refute this statement. After a while, she patiently explained, "Mom, I know I was wrong last time. I deceived you, but this time, I'm telling the truth. If you don't believe me, I promise I'll be back within half an hour." Within half an hour. This time frame made Diana suspicious as she narrowed her eyes, because if Paula were to go see that man, she wouldn't be able to return within half an hour. Could it be that she misunderstood her this time? "Mom, I really have something to attend to." Paula glanced at the time, her expression somewhat anxious. She was afraid of being late and even not waiting for her there. Seeing that Diana was still adamant, Paula became frustrated and said, "If you continue like this, I'll leave the Zhao family and never come back again." Realizing that her daughter was angry, Diana finally realized that continuing like this would affect the relationship between the mother and daughter. She could only say, "If you're not lying. Mom, of course I believe you. Paula, go ahead, but make sure to come back within half an hour," Diana said, pausing briefly before adding, "It's only half an hour, I'll wait here for you." Paula silently lowered her gaze. No matter what she said, her mother would never believe her. "All right, you wait here for me, I'll be back soon," Paula said without any hesitation, and left. Inside the breakfast shop, Eva had been sitting here alone for almost half an hour. She ordered a bowl of Seattle's specialty breakfast. She didn't have much appetite, but it wouldn't be appropriate to sit here for half an hour without ordering anything. So she later ordered a bowl of soup. At first, there were many people in the breakfast shop, but as time went on, there were fewer and fewer people, until only Eva was left. Eva raised her hand to look at the time on her wristwatch. Only 3 minutes remained until the agreed-upon time with Paula. Almost half an hour had passed, and there was no sign of her. As the last few minutes approached, Eva felt that Paula probably wouldn't come. It's not surprising though. At the hospital, she had already shown signs of not wanting to come, and her mother was a very dominant person. It was normal for her not to come back. Eva put down her chopsticks and took a sip of the soup. Or maybe she had given her too short of a half hour. Should she wait for another 10 minutes? As she pondered, a slender figure entered the breakfast shop, and Eva glanced to the side, recognizing the familiar figure. Their eyes quickly met across the room. "Eva." Paula quickly walked up to Eva, holding up her skirt. "You're here." Eva felt relieved when she saw her. I was worried that half an hour wouldn't be enough time for you to make it. Upon hearing that, Paula sighed softly and said, "Actually, half an hour is plenty. I just took the wrong path and ended up going in a big circle before finding this place." So that was it? It meant that she had already decided to come, but she got lost and that's why she was delayed for so long. "Are you hungry? Would you like to eat something?" Eva asked. Paula originally wanted to decline, but seeing the food in front of Eva, she said, "Then give me a bowl of soup." "All right." Afterward, they both sat down and Paula took a sip of the soup with a spoon. "Don't you find it strange that I contacted you? And that I actually came?" Eva asked. Upon hearing that, Paula glanced at Eva discreetly, then put down her spoon. "It is a little strange, but I knew you wouldn't harm me." Eva smiled at her and said, "Since you said that, should I just be straightforward? If you go back too late, your mother probably won't agree, right?" Talking about her mother, Paula could only smile bitterly. "Yes, she's still waiting for me at the hospital. I told her it wouldn't take more than half an hour." Eva wasn't surprised by this outcome at all. "Well, let me get straight to the point then. All right. Perhaps you will find it abrupt, but believe me, I absolutely did not mean to offend you. That day in the restroom of the restaurant, I saw you and your boyfriend." Originally, she thought that Paula had invited her to talk about her pregnancy. She didn't expect Paula to bring up something related to the restaurant. "When I passed by that day, I accidentally overheard your conversation. I'm sorry." Paula pulled her lips and said, "No problem, we were probably speaking too loudly that day, it's normal for people passing by to hear." Seeing Paula force a smile, Eva continued, "After you left, I encountered your boyfriend again at the entrance, and there was another woman with him. I overheard their conversation, they seemed like a couple." At this point, Paula suddenly stood up in excitement, even knocking over the chair behind her. Eva was startled by her action. Even the owner of the restaurant looked over at them. Realizing that her actions affected others, Paula's fair face turned red all the way to her neck, and she quickly apologized. "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." As she apologized, she picked up the chair and sat back down. She didn't say anything, just stared at the tabletop, the embarrassed blush on her face not disappearing. "How is this possible?" Eva looked at her, afraid that this news would be too devastating for her, so she carefully spoke, "I know that this might be difficult for you to accept at the moment, but I didn't lie to you." At this point, Eva held Paula's hand and softly said, "You've been together with him for so long, didn't you notice anything?" Though Paula didn't answer, she unconsciously bit her lower lip, a hint of evasion in her expression. Seeing her like this, Eva understood in her heart. "You knew before, didn't you? After all, when two people are together, they would naturally put effort into each other. But a person's thoughts and energy are limited, and once a part of it is given to someone else, how could the person they are with not notice?" She looked at Paula in front of her and speculated in her mind. Perhaps Paula had known for a long time, but she just couldn't bring herself to believe it. Sure enough, before Eva could ask again, Paula admitted it herself. "I had doubts, but I never sought confirmation." Hearing this, Eva's eyelashes trembled slightly. "Is it that you didn't want to confirm or that you didn't dare to?" She didn't say anything. Eva had no choice but to continue, "Since you know now, why would you continue? You and him." Before she finished her sentence, Paula suddenly raised her head. "Eva, what about you? What? Why did you get an abortion? Only those who are having an abortion would go to that hospital, right?" Chapter 144. Can't you bear to give him up? For a moment, Eva was stumped by Paula's counter-question and sat there dumbfounded. Paula gently sniffed her nose, probably feeling embarrassed because someone knew about her boyfriend, Her eyes slightly reddened. Eva, even though I didn't know you before and I don't like to gossip, I have heard some rumors recently. You are not the only one around him. Can you even manage your own matters? Upon hearing this, Eva finally understood what Paulo meant. So you think that because I can't handle my own affairs, I don't have the right to tell you about this, right? That was more or less what Paula originally meant. Because she believed Eva hadn't handled her emotions well, and Adrian had other people around him as well, she hadn't made any decisions either. Of course, she knew that marriages in prestigious families weren't always up to one's own desires. So if she couldn't do anything about her own situation, why should she come and try to control it? But when Eva said it out loud, Paula felt that she might have been a bit too harsh. After all, she was just afraid that Eva wasn't aware, so she kindly reminded her. Thinking this, Paula could only shake her head. That's not what I meant, Eva, I'm sorry. I just thought. Couldn't even explain what she thought, Paula herself. Seeing her incoherence, Eva probably understood what she meant. All right, you don't have to say it anymore, I didn't blame you. Paula bit her lip. Eva, I'm sorry, did my words hurt you? Looking at the girl in front of her, Eva hesitated on whether or not to tell her about her impending divorce, when her phone suddenly rang. Eva glanced at it, it was a call from Michael. At a time like this. Is it an important call? If so, go ahead and answer it. Seeing her pitiful appearance, it seemed that she had to take the call, so Eva nodded. All right, I'll answer the call first. After saying that, Eva went out to answer the phone, leaving Paula alone to contemplate. Hello. Eva had already picked up Michael's call outside. Eve. Even through the phone, Michael's voice was warm and soothing, like a gentle flowing stream. His voice was pleasant to listen to, whether in person or on the phone. Eva had always known this, but even so, when she heard him call her Eve, she still felt strange and couldn't fully accept it. After all, throughout her life, only two people had called her that. Her father and Adrian. Adrian always knew her nickname, but he didn't call her that often, only in certain moments. How have you been lately? Michael's voice carried a light smile. After going back, you weren't discovered, right? He was asking about her pregnancy. And so, Eva's thoughts were quickly interrupted and returned to this matter. No, I wasn't. That's good. If there's anything you need help with, don't hesitate to let me know. There's really nothing to help with. After all, what could a guy like him do to help with this kind of thing? All right. Michael didn't say anything else and quickly changed the topic. Didn't I mention last time that I can help you? How about we meet and talk? Meet at this time? Eva thought for a moment and shook her head. Today is not convenient. It's okay, you decide on the time, tomorrow or the day after tomorrow is fine. Eva thought for a moment and then said, let's meet in 2 days. She was indeed caught in a dilemma. Okay. Michael quickly agreed. After hanging up the phone, Eva returned to the store. Paula seemed to have made up her mind. When she saw Eva coming in, she didn't avoid her anymore. Instead, she looked into her eyes and said, Eva, regarding what you said, I want to think about it myself. Upon hearing this, Eva's step slightly paused, and after a moment, she asked, are you unwilling to give him up? Paula smiled bitterly. Are you willing to give up Mr. Blackwood? I think you can understand my feelings the most now. We are in a similar situation. She was referring to both of them being pregnant and the men having another woman by their side. Upon hearing this, Eva smiled and said softly, do you think our situations are the same? Isn't it? That's true, on the surface, the situation seems similar. But have you ever thought about our age difference? Upon hearing this, Paula fell into a momentary daze, and then anxiously bit her lower lip. Eva. Looking at Paula at this moment, Eva sighed lightly. You still have a bright future ahead of you. Don't be lost in certain things. I've said everything I can for today, and it's getting late. You should go back first, otherwise your mother will be worried. Paula could only nod, and then she got up to leave. When Paula reached the door of the store, she suddenly thought of something and turned her head to look at Eva. After a brief silence, she quickly walked up to her and asked in a low voice, Eva, I have a few questions I want to ask you. Eva replied, Go ahead. Will you give birth to the child? Looking at the sincere face in front of her, Eva gently pressed her red lips together. After a moment, she nodded gently. Yes. Upon hearing this, the young girl seemed surprised that Eva actually answered her. She took a deep breath and asked the question she had always wanted to ask. Then, will you divorce Mr. Blackwood? Or? Although the situation had not yet occurred, it was not something that should be discussed. But looking at the young girl in front of her, Eva decided to trust her once. After all, she came to find her. With this in mind, Eva nodded. Yes. Her two answers were both more determined than the previous one. I will give birth to the child and raise it on my own. Eva's voice was gentle, and her gaze fell on the surprised face of the young girl upon hearing her decision. This is just my personal decision, we are different, you don't have to follow my path. Originally, Paula thought that Eva had not left Adrian until now because she didn't have such intentions at all. But through these two questions, Paula saw from Eva's determination that she must have planned this for a long time. Well, it wasn't something I just started thinking about these past few days. She had already made up her mind, but I stupidly thought she couldn't let go like me. Realizing this, Paula suddenly became aware of how ridiculous she had been before. She lowered her eyelids and said softly, Thank you, I know what to do now. Eva nodded. Okay. This time, the little girl turned around without hesitation and quickly left. Eva thought, perhaps her decision had influenced her. But regardless, she still hoped that Paula wouldn't be blinded by emotions and could find relief and move on. Chapter 145 He Will Lose Control Too. After separating from Paula, Eva went to the hospital to accompany her grandmother. During that time, Margaret asked her if everything had been taken care of. Eva originally wanted to say yes, but considering the medical examination, she said that she still had some loose ends to tie up. Hearing her words, Margaret understood and didn't push her to get the examination done. That day, Eva spent a long time at the hospital with Granny Blackwood. Seeing her recovering well and even looking a bit healthier, Eva felt happy for Granny Blackwood. However, when Eva returned home from the hospital that night, she heard that Adrian would be staying at the company to work overtime and wouldn't be coming home. When the butler conveyed this message to Eva and Margaret, Margaret immediately frowned. Is the company really so busy? He's been at the office all day and now he's working overtime at night. The butler looked embarrassed, facing the questioning of the Blackwood family's mistress, he could only awkwardly nod. Don't be angry, madam. The company has indeed been quite busy lately, otherwise it wouldn't be like this. However, Margaret still felt uncomfortable. On the other hand, Eva, who heard the news, didn't think there was a problem. Since she couldn't find him in the morning and he said he had a meeting, even without calling her, Eva guessed that he would probably avoid her in the evening as well. She just didn't expect that he wouldn't even come home in order to avoid her. Thinking this, Eva chuckled lightly in her heart. He can choose not to come home, but can he not go to the hospital? Her grandmother was still recuperating in the hospital. Can he not go for a day or even longer? Eva decided not to rush anymore. Because now, there must be someone more anxious than her. Bang! A valuable vase was smashed onto the clean tiled floor, and shards scattered everywhere. However, The person throwing the vase didn't seem to find this satisfying. In addition to the vase, she also took some valuable ornaments and threw them on the ground. The servants trembled outside the door and didn't dare to stop her. It wasn't until Vivian's mother arrived and the servants reported that Vivian stopped throwing things, but her mood was still not good as she turned and lay on her own bed. "Mom, I'm not in a good mood and don't feel like talking. Please leave." Mrs. Morrison glanced at the messy room and walked over to Vivian, whispering, "Quickly get someone to clean up here. Vivian, rest in my room tonight, and I'll keep you company and chat with you, okay?" Vivian originally wanted to refuse, but for some reason, she quickly agreed. Once she lay down with Vivian's mother, she began to pour out her feelings. "We agreed that Adrian would divorce Eva as soon as Granny Blackwood finished her surgery. How long has it been since Granny Blackwood's surgery? They're still not divorced. If they didn't get divorced, that would be one thing, but what made her most angry was that she called Adrian and he claimed to be busy, then hung up the phone on her." Vivian felt that in all the years she had known him, she had suffered the most recently. "Mom, before I went abroad, things weren't like this. Adrian never treated me this way before. But now, I don't know what's happened. I'm scared. Will he not want me anymore?" Vivian's mother also expressed some concern after hearing this. After all, the Morrison family owed their success to the Blackwood family. If Margaret ultimately didn't want her Vivian, what would happen then? Thinking of this, Vivian's mother spoke softly, "He didn't want to see you today because he's busy with work? Have you visited his company?" "No," Vivian felt frustrated. Where would she find the time to visit his company? "Look, you haven't even verified it yet, but you're already giving him a death sentence. Granny Blackwood has recently undergone surgery, and after surgery, she definitely needs time to rest and recover. Adrian must be busy taking care of his grandmother during this time, so he doesn't have time to handle company affairs. Now that he's free, he'll handle the company's affairs. Isn't that a normal thing? But, he didn't handle company affairs like this in the past. That was in the past. After all, he has spent all these years with Eva." Vivian's mother also realized a sense of crisis as she said this. "I disagreed when you wanted to go abroad. You should hold on to such an excellent man. What if someone else snatches him away halfway?" "That won't happen," Vivian replied with frustration. "I saved his life." "Silly child, even if you saved his life, what does that matter? Men are supposed to be held in your own hands. Someone like him, if you lose him, you may never find a second one like him. So what you're saying is that saving his life isn't enough?" "But it's clear. Saving his life can make him incredibly grateful to you, but how long will that gratitude last? If you want him to never forget you, then find a way to hold on to him. Hold on to him." "That's right." Vivian's mother gave advice to her daughter, "How far have you and him developed?" Vivian remained silent. Seeing her like this, Vivian's mother thought she was shy and unable to speak, so she asked, "What's there to be embarrassed about with me? Have you gone further with him?" Hearing this, Vivian's expression turned gloomy. It would have been better if they hadn't brought up this topic, but now Vivian felt extremely defeated. "Mom, don't mention it. Right now, he and I have only reached the stage of embracing." Hearing this, Vivian's mother was shocked. "Just embracing? You haven't even kissed yet." Vivian didn't want to speak, she closed her eyes, looking hopeless. "No, Vivian. You've known each other for so long, and you often go to see him. How is it possible that you haven't even slept together? Is Adrian a normal man?" Upon hearing this, Vivian became even angrier. "Of course, Adrian is a normal man. After all, Eva is pregnant. But besides being a normal man, Adrian is also extremely restrained. he would never sleep around just because of his power and status, which is also one of the reasons why he is popular with women. But because of his calm restraint, women also feel frustrated because they have no chance to get close to him. Except for Eva, who grew up with him since childhood, and Vivian, who saved his life. He has always maintained his decency and would never take a step beyond boundaries. Vivian acts poised and gentle in front of him, and Adrian doesn't make a move unless she does. She absolutely cannot lower herself, otherwise, she doesn't know how Adrian would see her. As they interacted like this, Vivian didn't think there was anything wrong. She even felt delighted because she believed Adrian respected her. Until she heard the news of Eva's pregnancy. It felt as if someone had struck Vivian's head hard. So he's not always calm and restrained. He also has moments of losing control. He can also do things with other women besides embracing. Chapter 146. You said you didn't hide it from me. Vivian, this won't do. Initially, Vivian's mother thought her daughter and Adrian would have a future together. As long as Adrian divorced Eva, all she had to do was wait for her daughter to become the rightful Mrs. Blackwood. Who would have expected that these two haven't done anything? If Adrian truly liked her, after so many years of being together, how could he not even touch her? Mom, I know it won't do, but I can't take the initiative, otherwise how will Adrian see me in the future? Upon hearing this, Vivian's mother immediately gave advice to her daughter. Who said you should take the initiative? You can seduce him and let him take the initiative. Vivian, not to criticize you, but why didn't you say this earlier? Could it be that he only has a sexual impulse towards you? Is it impulsive? Vivian recalled the details of their relationship. Surprisingly, she didn't feel anything. The only thing she could feel was Adrian's respect and gratitude towards her. The more she thought about it, the more Vivian felt in danger. Vivian, you can't continue like this, you need to take some action, Vivian's mother suggested. Vivian didn't say anything, but in her heart, she completely agreed with Vivian's mother. She also knew that she couldn't go on like this. She used to act noble, but what happened? She ended up falling into Eva's trap and getting pregnant with his child. She couldn't just sit and wait for her doom, she had to find a way to get pregnant with Adrian's child. Mom, don't worry, Adrian is mine, I won't let anyone take him away. Adrian came home around 1 or 2 in the morning. After coming home, everyone went to sleep. He quietly returned to his room and looked at the sleeping figure in the bedroom. His eyes darkened even more. He had been avoiding her all day today, who knows if she'll come to the company to find him tomorrow. If she really wants a divorce, there's a high chance he'll see her at the company tomorrow. Adrian stood by the bed and stared at the sleeping Eva for a long time. Finally, he bent down and gently kissed her smooth forehead. He didn't expect to kiss her like this. He just couldn't help himself as he looked at her. Then, he couldn't control his body and kissed her like that. It was a light kiss on the forehead, but as he got closer, Adrian caught a whiff of her faint body fragrance, the fragrance that she always had. Suddenly, Adrian didn't want to leave. His hands uncontrollably supported himself on both sides of Eva, and he looked down at her, his gaze sliding from her long, curled eyelashes, to her delicate and petite nose, and finally, to her slightly parted and rosy lips because she was asleep. Eva's lips were beautiful, with tiny and cute beads of lips, and his favorite part of their kisses was that little spot. Every time, he loved that spot so much, constantly pressing and rubbing against it. Thinking of this, Adrian's eyes darkened even more, and he slowly lowered his trembling lips, landing them softly on her pink lips. In that moment when their lips touched, Adrian felt like the suffocation he had been feeling recently disappeared. Some empty place seemed to be filled with other emotions. He knew that he came back in the middle of the night to avoid her. He was afraid that she would mention the word divorce as soon as she saw him. He shouldn't have continued kissing her, or else it would wake her up. But once his lips touched hers, Adrian seemed to lose control of himself. He opened his lips and took in her rosy lips. His phone in his pocket vibrated, and Adrian snapped out of it, stepping back. In her dream, Eva's eyebrows lightly furrowed. Adrian woke up with a look of awakening. Before she woke up, Adrian quickly left the bedroom. He glanced at his phone, which was a junk message, and instantly annoyed, he locked the screen of his phone and threw it onto the table beside him. The taste of Eva still lingered on his lips. Adrian leaned back on the couch and lowered his eyelids. After a while, he touched his lips with his hand. It seemed like he had been enchanted. Maybe John was right. Adrian's eyes sank with contemplation. The next day, after Eva woke up, she heard that Adrian had come back late at night. But when she asked, she found out he had gone to the company early in the morning, which made her laugh inwardly. Was he hiding from her like this? Was it necessary? Coming back so late at night was already one thing, but leaving early in the morning too? Did he want to get a divorce or not? After breakfast, Eva said to Margaret, "Mom, you go to the hospital by yourself today, I want to go to the company." Margaret immediately nodded in agreement. "Go, go quickly. If you don't go, Adrian will be furious. He stays at the company all day, not even going to the hospital. He really has no patience." After that, Eva directly took the car from home and went to the company. As if knowing she would come, as soon as she arrived at the company, Brent directly said to her, "Ms. Hansen, are you looking for Mr. Blackwood?" "Where is he?" "Unfortunately, Mr. Blackwood just went out." Hearing this, Eva frowned. She might have guessed that Adrian would try to avoid her in this way, but she didn't expect that he actually did it. Seeing Eva frown, Brent curiously asked, "Ms. Hansen, is there anything I can help you with?" Hearing this, Eva regained her composure and smiled at Brent before saying, "No, I will call him myself." Originally, Eva wanted to go to her own office, but after thinking about it, she said, "Since he's not in his office, can I just wait in his office?" Brent immediately nodded eagerly. "Of course, Ms. Hansen is our CEO's wife. If Ms. Hansen can't do it, then who can?" Seeing his flattering appearance, Eva couldn't help but suppress a smile. "All right, I'll go there first." After that, Eva went straight to Adrian's office. There was no one in the office, so Eva sat directly on the couch and started calling Adrian. After dialing the number, no one answered. After the first call was cut off, Eva didn't give up and patiently dialed the second one. Still, no one answered. When she emotionally dialed the third one, Adrian finally picked up the call. There was some background noise, and Adrian's voice was clear and cold. "What's wrong? What's wrong?" Eva couldn't help but laugh at this question. "What do you mean, what's wrong? Adrian, are you avoiding me?" she asked directly. Adrian stood in front of the French windows, with almost the entire city in his sight. However, at this moment, he had no leisure to look at the hustle and bustle of the city. His thoughts were completely driven by Eva. His lips were pursed straight. "Who is avoiding you?" Eva chuckled in anger, "You're not avoiding me? Then come out and meet me. I'm busy." "What are you busy with?" "A collaboration." "Okay, then tell me how long you'll be busy."
"Not sure."
"Adrian, you said you're not avoiding me." Chapter 147. I really don't want a divorce. Adrian pursed his lips and did not speak again. Even if he was avoiding her, so what? "What do you really want? Didn't we agree on getting a divorce after Grandma's surgery?" "After Grandma's surgery, you said we'll wait for her recovery. Now that Grandma has almost recovered, you still don't want to divorce me." She really didn't understand what he was thinking. If before, he had thought there was something between him and Carter, Michael, and his male pride was hurt. It was fine to get angry, but what about now? Her questioning words fell on Adrian's ears like countless blades, cutting his skin and causing it to bleed. The hostility in his eyes burst out, his voice grew colder, and he began to speak without choosing his words. How long has it been since Grandma's surgery? Are you in such a hurry? Didn't you say before that you treated her as your own grandmother? Is this how you treat her? You don't even worry about her finding out about the divorce news, which might trigger a relapse of old injuries. Eva, do you have any conscience? If it was before, Eva might have been intimidated by his words, but not now. It was impossible. She smiled mockingly. Yes, I have no conscience. You don't want a divorce, yet you use Grandma as an excuse. Do you have a conscience? Her own thoughts were stung, and Adrian suddenly stopped. Then he subconsciously retorted. Who said I don't want a divorce? If you want a divorce, then come over here. The marriage certificate is in my hands. Let's get divorced now. Eva, do you think I won't do anything to you? I'm in your office, come and get me. What can you do to me? After speaking, Eva sneered, if you don't come today, I'll tell your parents about this. The way she referred to his parents made Adrian narrow his eyes in displeasure. Although he was angry, he deliberately corrected her. Pay attention, they are still your parents. Upon hearing this, Eva was momentarily stunned, but quickly agreed in her heart. That's true. She and Adrian were still not divorced, and Kim and Margaret were still her parents. Okay, if you don't come today, I'll tell them about this in the evening. Adrian stopped speaking on the other end, probably lost in thought. After a long period of silence, Eva heard Adrian laugh lightly. I suddenly feel that what you said earlier is right. What? Eva felt a thump in her chest. I really don't want a divorce, Adrian tugged at his tie, his eyes coldly staring at the city. After admitting it, his restless heart unexpectedly calmed down. As if breaking through the clouds and seeing the moon. The corners of Adrian's lips curled up, go ahead and tell our parents. I won't agree to a divorce. Eva thought Adrian must have gone mad. Or maybe she was the one who had gone mad. Otherwise, how could she hear him say that he didn't want a divorce? After a long while, she finally reacted. What did you say? You don't want a divorce? But that's what you said before. So what? I've changed my mind. Why have you changed your mind? He clearly didn't like her. It's nothing. I have something to attend to, I'll talk to you later. Eva sat on the sofa, holding her phone, lost in thought about their conversation just now. After a moment, she reached out and pinched her own cheek. Ouch. So those moments ago weren't just a dream. Adrian really said he didn't want to divorce her. Does he even know what nonsense he's saying? If he doesn't divorce her, how can he marry Vivian? He always said that the place beside him was meant for Vivian, right? Eva sat in his office, staring blankly at her phone, until she heard chaotic footsteps and a voice trying to prevent someone from entering the room. Miss Morrison, I told you Mr. Blackwood is not in the office. Even if you go to his office to find him, he won't be there. There's simply no one in the office. Brent, I know you don't like me, but I can still consider Adrian my friend. It's not right for you to lie to me and say he's not here, right? Why would I lie to you? There's no benefit in lying. Mr. Blackwood really went out. If he's gone, why don't you let me take a look? If I don't see him, I'll leave immediately. In the midst of their argument, they had reached the door of the office. Brent didn't want Vivian to go upstairs, but if she insisted, he wouldn't dare to stop her. After all, he was well aware that Vivian held a certain position with Adrian. So he could only try to prevent her, but he didn't expect her to still come up.
As Vivian approached the door, her eyes widened.
Isn't this door open?
Brent, you lied to me.
After speaking, Vivian pushed the door open and rushed into the office.
Adrian.
However, when she entered the office, the person she saw was not Adrian, but Eva sitting on the sofa in a white coat.
Why are you here?
Vivian was taken aback by her presence. After realizing what was going on, she instinctively raised her hand to cover the bandage on her forehead. But then she realized that there was nothing to hide.
This is the two met for the first time after Vivian's injury.
Miss Hansen, Miss Morrison said she was looking for Mr. Blackwood, and I told her Mr. Blackwood wasn't here, but she didn't believe me. Eva nodded at Brent, I got it.
Then Eva looked at Vivian and said, look around, Adrian is definitely not here today.
Vivian felt annoyed seeing Eva acting like the hostess. If she hadn't gone abroad in the first place, would their positions be reversed now?
With this thought in mind, Vivian smirked lightly.
He's not here, but I came to find you for the same reason, I have something to say to you.
Since the last time she blamed herself for her own fall, Eva felt that there was nothing to talk about with her.
However, Vivian quickly turned to Brent and said, I want to talk to Eva for a while, is that all right?
Brent could only look at Eva, and seeing that she didn't have any special reaction, he nodded and left.
After Brent left, Vivian closed the office door with her hand.
Eva silently watched her actions, silently pursing her lips.
Eva, it's been a long time.
Vivian smiled kindly at her, I haven't seen you since I got injured.
Actually, I felt a little sad because you didn't come to see me.
Upon hearing this, Eva asked expressionlessly, it's just the two of us here, do you still need to put on a show?
Vivian's smile gradually faded at the corner of her lips, replaced by coldness and indifference.
She looked at Eva in front of her, her voice and tone sharp.
When exactly did you divorce Adrian?
Chapter 148 Neither an enemy nor a friend.
If I remember correctly, it was agreed that you would divorce after Granny Blackwood's surgery, right?
Vivian looked at Eva contemptuously, as if she was looking at some unsightly character, her tone filled with mockery.
But it's been so long since Granny Blackwood's surgery, why haven't you divorced yet?
Eva, could it be that you're aiming for Mrs. Blackwood's position and want to violate our agreement by not wanting a divorce?
Unable to find Adrian, Vivian came here to taunt herself.
If it weren't for Vivian helping her in the past, Eva would probably have already snapped.
She rolled her eyes in her mind and casually said, speaking of this, I also want to ask Miss Morrison, when should I let Adrian divorce me?
Upon hearing this, Vivian's expression changed.
What did you say?
Let Adrian divorce you.
Otherwise.
Eva raised an eyebrow, I came to find him for this matter, but he avoids me.
Miss Morrison, you and Adrian have a good relationship. Can you help me persuade him?
Speaking of this, Eva paused for a moment and then continued, but we are not friends, are we?
Vivian agreed with this point.
She had never considered Eva as a friend, not even for a second.
Although she knew that Eva was Adrian's friend, she couldn't see Eva as a real friend.
Adrian's friendship with Eva was a thorny issue that she was very concerned about.
Seeing her silence, Eva smiled and said, it seems that Miss Morrison thinks the same way.
Vivian did not deny it anymore and simply sat down opposite her, carrying her bag.
Tell me, what is going on between you two?
Why haven't you divorced yet?
Can't get divorced if you can't find the person.
Vivian furrowed her brows at Eva's answer.
Can't find the person?
Does that mean Adrian doesn't want to get divorced?
How else can Eva's presence in the office waiting for him be explained when Adrian didn't show up?
But Vivian couldn't admit in front of Eva that Adrian was the one who didn't want to get divorced.
It would be embarrassing for her.
So she forced a smile and said, it seems that Adrian has been busy with work lately.
Just wait a little longer, I will contact him.
Eva looked at Vivian in front of her and could infer something from her earlier behavior of forcing her way into the office. It seemed that she couldn't contact Adrian either, otherwise she wouldn't have hurriedly come to the company and insisted on seeing Adrian. She lowered her gaze and pursed her lips. Could it be that she misunderstood Adrian? Was he really busy lately? But what about the statement he admitted today, that he didn't want to get divorced? Forget it, it's impossible to figure it out. Eva stood up directly. All right, then please contact him. I'll leave first. After speaking, Eva left the office directly. After Vivian watched her leave, she became angry and threw her bag onto the sofa. Damn woman! She muttered under her breath, her expression full of resentment. She had decided to come and find Adrian after listening to her mother's advice. He said he was busy, so she came to the company to see if he was really busy. If not, she planned to cry and throw herself into his arms. Before, Vivian planned to maintain her composure, afraid that being too active would make Adrian think she was not dignified enough, that she was a promiscuous woman. But if the result of not taking the initiative was losing him, she would definitely not allow herself to lose him like that. Even if, in the end, Adrian thought she was promiscuous or whatever, as long as she could have him. Adrian could only be hers, without a doubt. Vivian, full of anger, and Eva, who had already left the company, had no idea that their conversation and actions in the office had been recorded by the surveillance cameras. Chapter 149 Afraid of Owing Me. Leaving the Blackwood family, Eva received a call from Michael the moment she went downstairs. Why did you come to the company today? Upon hearing this sentence, Eva was taken aback. How did you know? Before she could finish her sentence, Eva suddenly thought of something and looked in the direction of the previous parking spot. Sure enough, she actually saw a familiar car parked there. Why did you come here? It's quite a coincidence. Michael chuckled on the other end of the phone. I came to wrap up the last conversation we had about cooperation. When it came to the last conversation, Eva had no doubts. Even if Michael didn't mention it, she wouldn't have suspected anything. After all, she hadn't been to the company these days, and Michael couldn't possibly be waiting for her here. He couldn't possibly come every day, right? Since they had met, Eva was ready to go over. Unexpectedly, just as she took a step, she heard Michael say, "Don't move, I'll have the driver move the car." "No need, it's just a few steps. I can walk over." Unexpectedly, at this moment, Michael said, "Don't you want a divorce?" Hearing this, Eva paused her steps. "What does that have to do with anything?" "Of course it does." Eva couldn't figure out what Michael was up to. He came in a car while she was walking, and it had something to do with her divorce. As she contemplated, the car had already started and was coming toward her. Eva could only walk to the side and wait for the car to come over. While waiting for the car, Eva could still see familiar faces at the company gate. They would even exchange glances with her and greet her by calling her Ms. Hansen when they were closer. It was because of these things that Eva suddenly realized why Michael said that the car coming to her had something to do with her thoughts of divorce. When the car stopped in front of her, she stood still. Sure enough, the car window didn't roll down as she imagined, but Michael personally opened the door to pick her up. "Get in the car." He smiled and said, "If we didn't meet by chance, how about having lunch together?" Since her secret had been discovered by Michael, Eva's relationship with him seemed to have inexplicably become closer. Sure enough, many people stopped in their tracks and looked inquisitively at them. Eva could even feel their enthusiastic gazes, and she could imagine what the company group chat would be like after she got in this car. Reason told her that she shouldn't get in the car and should maintain her dignity. But when she thought about how Adrian could bring Vivian to the company, and how everyone was gossiping about their relationship, it was simply causing a stir. The person who was teased the most was her. After thinking about it, Eva no longer hesitated and nodded to get into the car.
Thank you. After Michael gentlemanly closed the car door for her, he also sat down. After getting in the car, he pursed his lips and said, I thought you wouldn't get in.
Eva calmly said, why not get in when there's a free ride and lunch?
Are you not planning to treat me this afternoon?
Upon hearing this, Eva glanced at him.
I won't treat you.
In the end, you'll still end up paying, so why should I bother treating you?
Okay, what do you want to eat?
Normally, Eva would say anything, but now that he already knew her secret, it would be too petty if she didn't satisfy herself in terms of food, right? Thinking about this, she immediately mentioned a few things she loved to eat. After listening to her description, Michael couldn't help but chuckle and say, you really have no manners.
Yes, I have a big appetite now.
It's not too late for you to regret it.
Michael thought for a moment and said, I can afford it.
Actually, he wanted to say that he could afford to keep her, but saying that at this moment probably wouldn't be appropriate and might scare her away, right? He still needed to take things slowly. On the way to the restaurant, Michael asked about her and Adrian's situation. Upon learning that Adrian was avoiding her and unwilling to divorce, Michael's eyes behind his glasses showed a hint of surprise, which soon returned to normal, and he smirked. Adrian's actions were quite unexpected. He glanced at Eva sitting beside him and asked softly, so, what do you think now?
What?
If he insists on not divorcing, will you still continue to be Mrs. Blackwood?
Continue to be Mrs. Blackwood?
Of course not. Eva answered in her mind. She wasn't that desperate. No matter what Adrian's current thoughts were on not wanting to divorce her, as long as Vivian was his savior, he would never cut off contact with Vivian. How could a relationship accommodate three people? Moreover, he had already decided to divorce her, which meant she was never his first choice. However, she didn't say these things in front of Michael. She just smiled lightly at him and didn't respond. Michael was a very tactful person. He cared about you, but not to the extent of being overly concerned. He would only ask once, and if you didn't need it, he wouldn't ask again. However, Michael suddenly thought of something interesting and turned to Eva, saying, guess how long it will take for Adrian to find out about me picking you up from the company. Eva paused. Even if Adrian was avoiding her now, what difference did it make if he found out?
Why don't we make a bet?
Michael suggested. Bet on whether Adrian will come find you immediately after he finds out that you got in my car. Eva stood still in astonishment. After a while, she said, Michael, you can be so childish sometimes.
Michael laughed.
Don't you want to know? Last time, he seemed to mind you being with me. Upon hearing this, Eva thought to herself, just the result of boring male pride. But in the end, Eva still asked, what do you want to bet with me?
Tsk, seems like I can't deceive you at all.
You're betting on whether he will come to find you.
What will you do after he finds you?
If Adrian comes, let me help you.
What?
Your divorce issue. Upon hearing this, Eva remained silent. Last time Michael had mentioned whether he should help her or not, and she hadn't agreed. After all, she felt that this was her own business and involving someone else for no reason would only create another favor to be repaid. She already owed enough favors to others. Seeing her silence, Michael smiled faintly and said, "Why aren't you speaking? Are you afraid of owing me?" After hearing his words, Eva snapped back to reality and nodded gently. Michael flicked her forehead and then said helplessly, "It's just a bet. If you lose, you agree to my terms.
How does that make you owe me a favor?
And when did I make you owe me one?"
Eva started to say something, but his action caused her to furrow her eyebrows slightly. But considering that he had also grown up with them, she decided not to say anything.
A bet, right? I guess he should arrive at the restaurant not long after we do. Chapter 150. She doesn't want to follow you anymore.
That's impossible. If he knew and wanted to come, there might still be a possibility, but Eva felt that the probability of him hurrying over was very low.
It seems that we have different perspectives.
Let's make this clear, if he comes, I will help you.
Since the conversation had reached this point, Eva couldn't say anything else and could only ask, "How will you help me?"
Michael just smiled but didn't say anything.
Eva thought, "What's with the mystery?" The restaurant they had agreed to meet at was quite far away, and it took nearly half an hour to get there. When they got out of the car, Michael still opened the door for her.
Eva said, "You don't have to, I can do it myself.
If you're going to act, you have to do it properly."
Eva could only follow him out of the car and then entered the restaurant together.
Before coming, Michael had already instructed his assistant to make a reservation in advance. The table was on the second floor, a separate and transparent spot by the window. From going upstairs to sitting down and ordering, it took about 8 minutes.
Eva's mind was preoccupied with Michael's words, so she had been absent-minded the whole time.
She wanted to turn around countless times to see if Adrian would really come, as Michael had said, but each time she thought about turning around, she restrained herself.
She couldn't turn around.
Once she turned around and Adrian saw her, he might think she was waiting for him. Her goal was originally to get a divorce, something she had decided early in the morning. Some things couldn't be built without breaking, so there was nothing to be entangled in.
"Are you nervous?"
Michael suddenly asked.
Eva snapped back to reality and realized what Michael was asking.
She instinctively retorted, "No.
You don't even know what I'm asking, and you said no."
Eva was speechless.
Suddenly, Michael, who was sitting across from her, looked behind her not far away and then smiled, his lips curling up.
"You're going to lose."
Eva's heart skipped a beat.
"I will fulfill our agreement," she said.
Immediately after, she saw Michael stand up and walk towards her.
Before Eva could react, Michael suddenly leaned down and embraced her.
The crisp scent of tobacco surrounded her in an instant.
As Eva realized what Michael had done, her body stiffened and she instinctively tried to push him away.
"Don't move," Michael's deep voice whispered in her ear.
"Adrian is outside right now."
Upon hearing this, Eva's body became even more rigid.
And Michael's words continued to ring in her ear, "You wanted to get rid of her, right? Now is the best chance."
As he spoke, Michael tightened his grip on her, bringing them closer together.
Eva instinctively raised her hand to shield her chest, clearly resisting.
But Michael didn't seem to be affected by it.
Or perhaps, as he had said, he was only helping her without any other intentions.
Adrian is a person with a strong sense of self-esteem.
As long as you tell him that you are interested in me and want to be with me, he won't force you, Michael said.
Eva fell silent. She had known Adrian for so many years and knew that Michael was telling the truth.
It was also the fastest way to resolve the current situation.
If she wanted a divorce, there didn't seem to be a reason to refuse.
Not refusing meant enduring and entangling herself with him and Vivian.
Just the thought of having Vivian in the middle, even if they didn't divorce now, made Eva feel disgusted.
Vivian was his savior, always having filters and privileges with him.
What did she have?
Well, it would be fine like this.
Using Michael's method seemed good enough.
With this in mind, Eva stopped resisting and became completely submissive, as if accepting her fate.
Michael also sensed her submission.
No, it was more accurate to say she was like a piece of driftwood that had been floating in the sea for a long time, battered by wind and rain.
At this moment, she didn't want to resist anymore. She just wanted to go with the flow.
Watching her like this, Michael felt both helpless and heartbroken.
Even though she was just a piece of driftwood, she still needed someone to carefully salvage and protect her.
Unconsciously, Michael held her hand, tightening his grip with care. Then, he looked up and directly at Adrian, whose face turned pale as he walked through the tables and chairs, a victorious smile on Michael's face. After knowing each other for so many years, this was the first time Michael had shown such an expression and smile towards Adrian. Bang! Adrian strode over, his fist like iron, hitting Michael's jaw and pulling Eva behind him. But one punch was not enough to quell the anger in his heart. After pulling Eva behind him, he once again grabbed Michael by the collar and delivered another punch, his forehead veins bulging, his eyes red and furious. Michael's lips were oozing blood, and even his glasses were knocked off, revealing his narrow and cold eyes. At this moment, his eyes, filled with indifference and anger, met Adrian's furious black eyes. He really is easily angered, isn't he? Last time at the hospital, he managed to control himself, so why can't he control himself this time? Why? Adrian's voice had a hint of gritted teeth, with a raging fire hidden in his eyes. But in Michael's eyes, he could faintly see a hint of amusement, even a trace of mockery. Don't you already know my intentions towards her? But I didn't know you could be so shameless. Michael laughed, his smile still stained with blood. What's wrong with being shameless? As long as I can have her. With those words, Adrian became furious and raised his fist towards him once again. Stop. Eva finally reacted and grabbed Adrian's hand, trying to pull him up. Although she exerted force, the difference in strength between men and women was still significant, and Eva couldn't budge Adrian at all. She glanced at Michael, with blood stains on his lips, and a touch of worry flashed in her eyes. Adrian, get up. Because she wanted a divorce, Michael had helped her, and even used the name of a bet to ensure she didn't feel guilty. But now, she had actually caused Michael to be beaten for her sake. She felt even more indebted to him. Adrian looked at her, his gaze cold and indifferent. Let go. Upon hearing this, Eva instinctively became nervous and shook her head. No, you get up first. After saying that, Eva instinctively tightened her grip on Adrian's hand, afraid that if she let go, his fist would once again land on Michael's face. Michael had already taken two hits for her, and if he were to receive another. Heaven, how sorry would she feel towards him? Adrian stared at her, his eyes pitch black and intimidating. I'll say it again, let go. Eva shook her head. No. Adrian, perhaps being provoked by her, kept staring at her, and suddenly stood up, holding onto her hand and pulling her outside. His grip was strong, causing Eva to stumble as she followed him. Just as he was about to pull her out, a light voice came from behind. Adrian, let Eve go. Upon hearing this, Adrian paused in his steps, glancing at him with a clear and cold look. Michael stood up, wiping the blood stains from the corner of his lips, and calmly said, "She doesn't want to go with you."